Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News The World This Hour, I'm Julianne Hazelwood. An Ontario provincial police officer is under review over his conduct at an official event involving the Prime Minister. Justin Trudeau was at an announcement with automaker Honda. The force says it has concerns about the officer's behavior in an exchange filmed by a protester. Stephen Hoff has the details.
I'm on board with you guys.
That's the voice of an Ontario provincial police officer, captured on video, speaking with a protester outside an event attended by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau yesterday at the Honda plant in Alliston, Ontario. The officer tells the protester which entrance the Prime Minister used to enter the facility, then tells him he's free to protest, but asks him to avoid using profanity. In a statement, the OPP says it's reviewing the video, that it has caused concerns about professionalism and depicts opinions that are not in line with the force's values.
Your freedom to disagree with the government is something we perhaps take for granted here in Canada.
At a news conference in Quebec today, the Prime Minister defended Canadians' rights to protest while refusing to comment directly on the incident. Stephen Hoff, CBC News, Ottawa.
The BC government says it plans to put new measures in place to rein in public drug use and effectively reverse its pilot program aimed at tackling the toxic drugs crisis. David Eby is BC's premier.
We today have made a formal request to Health Canada to amend the exemption to the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. This amendment will make public drug use illegal in British Columbia.
BC's pilot project to decriminalize public drug use took effect more than a year ago and required Ottawa's approval. But in November, the province tried to limit the program amid increasing overdose cases and concerns over open illegal consumption. The effort was blocked by BC's Supreme Court until a charter challenge could be heard. The Supreme Court of Canada has ruled military judges who preside over courts-martial can serve as officers. In a split decision, the court has dismissed an argument that military judges are biased and cannot deliver a fair trial. Olivia Stefanovich reports.
The case before Canada's top court involved nine members of the Canadian Armed Forces facing various service offenses. Under the military's judicial system, they were supposed to be tried by military judges appointed after being lawyers and military officers for at least 10 years. The accused challenged that requirement, arguing their right to fair hearings were violated. As judges and military officers, the accused alleged military judges have divided loyalties, leaving them vulnerable to pressures from the chain of command. The court-martial appeal court disagreed, punting the case all the way to the top court. In a split 6-1 decision, the Supreme Court of Canada dismissed the appeals and sided with the court-martial appeal court, ruling the military status of military judges does not violate the constitutional guarantee of judicial independence. Olivia Stefanovich, CBC News, Ottawa.
This is the largest security assistance package that we've committed to date.
The U.S. is sending $6 billion worth of weapons to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it includes critical parts for air defense systems, as well as more ammunition. The weapons were procured after Congress passed a $61 billion foreign aid bill earlier this week. The package languished for months in political deadlock, with some Republicans opposed to further Ukraine funding. Kyiv says it desperately needs the weapons to beat back Russia's growing advantage on the battlefield. And an orca that was stuck in a lagoon off Vancouver Island is now free. The female whale was trapped there since its mother died more than a month ago. It swam past a bottleneck at high tide early this morning. The Hattusat and New Chatlet First Nations say the rescue team is ecstatic, although the orca still has to leave the inlet to reach the open ocean. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Julianne Hazelwood.